All right, let's get back to drive time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Women's basketball also taking on Northern Michigan on Thursday night. We'll have the broadcast for you here on the Dirk side. Coach Kim Cameron is with us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you guys?
Good. You sound very chipper today. You must have had a good breakfast.
Well, it's Northern Michigan week. I'm excited.
Yeah, it is Northern Michigan week. So far, so good. And I'm anticipating a couple big wins for the Huskies down there on Thursday night. 5:30 is the game for the women. Our pregame at 5:15. I would imagine quite a few people are going to be heading down there, Wes. Do you think?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, assuming the weather is decent. But, yeah, we usually have a good crowd down there. I know we have a fan bus that's going down as well. So, Coach, coming off a couple of games down in, one in Lower Michigan and one in Upper Michigan once you finally got there. And talk about the week as a whole.
Well, obviously Northwood was a big disappointment. We went down there and, you know, we know how everybody talks about Northwood. They play the hardest. They're the toughest team. And to me, there was no reason for them to be any tougher than we were. They were fighting for a chance to make the Gliok tournament. But we also had a lot riding on that game as well. And they came out. And I thought they flat out wanted to beat us more than we wanted to win. And it was unfortunate, and it came fast, and it came hard, and they had control of the game right from the start. And like I said, it was really, really unfortunate. You know, we didn't shoot well, we didn't defend well, and you know, we couldn't decide what things to address first, offense or defense. And you know, it was unfortunate, especially at this time of the year. You don't want to do that, but you come across teams that are fighting for their lives, and you have to be ready to battle. You got to be ready to compete, because you're going to get punched in the mouth if you don't. And that's exactly what Northwood did to us.
Were you surprised there was no real bounce back by the Huskies? Like Wes was talking to Coach Kevin Luke about how Northwood never really bounced back against the Huskies. That we were never really able to get any momentum.
Yeah, I was. I mean, we made a couple runs at them. We went on a 20-1 run, I think, and we cut it to 10 or 12 points in the second half. And at that point, we were in control of the game, and that was a bounce back for us. We missed a free throw, and we were trying to sub out Danny Blake on the free throw, and she jumped up and got her fifth foul and went out of the game. And obviously that was a big-time turning point in the game, because we had been on such a good – I mean, we had been on a run. They hadn't scored – you know, we scored 20, they scored one. And that was our opportunity. And that may have been the difference in the game, because that was our opportunity to come back. I mean, we did. We made a fight right there. We made a comeback. But at that point – we needed Danny in the game. She fouled out. You know, we missed a couple of free throws that we needed to make, and there's your game.
Well, Coach Luke gave us the blow-by-blow of the bus getting stopped at the bridge and having to make the turnaround to go back to Gaylord, and obviously that changed all of your routine as far as, you know, what you guys had planned for Friday night practice up in Sault Ste. Marie, and obviously just your Saturday as well. How did you feel like your team responded to that adversity?
You know what? They are, all of them, they are such good kids, honestly. They're so good at taking things in stride. And, you know, at first I was probably taking it the worst, because I was so mad about Thursday. And, you know, we want to practice. We got to move on. There's a million things we got to talk about. And instead we're sitting on a back road in Mackinac City. And you can't talk. I mean, you can't. You're not going to address the team on the bus, obviously. So, you know, at one point we had to move forward and kind of put it behind us. But it was hard, because you couldn't address the things about what happened on Thursday, and I think that was the hardest part. But the kids were awesome. The way that they handle it, the way that they take everything in stride, and good attitudes, and they're nice to people. And it was, you know, it's refreshing. It's rewarding to have them be able to handle those kind of situations with such poise and ease.
You'd went in the Lake State game, and you talked about the Lakers being a team that really kind of hangs around with everybody, and they did that with us. I mean, we never really could seem to pull away totally from them, but yet you guys did what you needed to do, get a win. Talk about the game versus Lake State.
Yeah, you know, at that point, what we needed to do was win the game, and I didn't really honestly care how we did it. I wasn't sure if we could come out and take it to them and you know, try to win by 40. I didn't think that was an option, and that's okay. You know, we just needed to be able to get a win out of that game, especially with everything that had kind of gone on. And we did, and that's exactly what we needed to do. But you're right, Lake State, I mean, they start, it's 15-3 against Wayne State. It's an overtime game with Grand Valley. I mean, they don't ever fold up. They don't ever let anybody go away. And they're trying to build something. And so it's not like, you know, they're not giving up just because they're not in the GLIAC tournament. They're trying to get better for next year. So, you know, you got to be careful because they have very talented players and players that are very capable of doing big things, putting up big numbers. So, you know, we stayed with them. We had control of the game. I felt like we did a better job on both ends of the floor and got the job done.
We got Northern Michigan coming up on Thursday, and they obviously looking for a little revenge. We beat them here a couple weeks back, and they're only a game back of us in the standings, and we're somehow tied for first. First of all, what happened to Wayne State over the last couple weeks?
Well, you know what? We've been watching Michigan Tech because, you know, we all have our own issues, and
right.
You got to make sure at the end of the year that you're playing as good as you can. You're playing your best basketball.
You guys got an opportunity, obviously, to finish tie for the GLIAC North Division lead. So you got something to play for, obviously, other than you know, beating your rivals and other things. But, you know, talk about where you guys are and the big game on Thursday.
Yeah, you know, it's such an exciting thing because all of our goals are still right in front of us. You know, we put ourselves in a position throughout the year to be able to play for a GLIAC championship on Thursday. And to play for the GLIAC championship against Northern Michigan. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And the regional rankings, you know, we're one spot away from each other. There's a lot going on in this game, and it's really truly exciting. And you know, we've had to adjust some things with some players going down, and I'm excited. I mean, you can't ask for a better game going into Thursday. It's going to be a fight and claw and spit and bite and all that kind of stuff for every possession. And the same happened in the last game. You know, I'm watching it. It's a 2-point game with 40 seconds left. And I mean, it's going to be crazy. I think we have two very talented, tough teams. And I think they're going to battle.
Well, it's going to be a good one. 71-65 was the final. Michigan Tech over Northern Michigan at the SDC Gymnasium back on February 3rd. Hopefully get another big win. And the women's game will start at 5:30. And if you're not there down in Marquette, we'll have the broadcast for you right here on Mix 93. Coach, good luck.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys.
All right. That is Coach Kim Cameron right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More Drive Time coming up right after these.